Hello everyone, welcome to the episode 3 of the Idea Hive. My name is Iram Rekha and I am the host of this show. It's summertime. It was the peak of summers in Bangalore. That is, mid-April in 2023. I was traveling from Bangalore to Pune on a Go Air flight. It was an hour and 10 minutes flight. Sitting at my comfortable window seat, sipping mango juice, I decided that I'm going to make an episode on my trip to Pune. I was loving the experience so much, I thought I must share it with you. And here we are, episode number 3. First, as everyone already knows, the pilot and air hostess started giving the instructions and everything. I was staring out of the open window and suddenly, dark, dingy and dull clouds disappeared, revealed the swirling mists of color of the 7 o'clock sky. It was 7 p.m. but the upper sky was still painted in blue, orange and red color, with dark black clouds underneath, which covered the beautiful evening sky. Above these colors, it was again black. However, the crisp, white, shining crescent moon adorned the sky. Underneath the plane, the beautiful city of Bangalore lay glistening in the lights. Enough about the sky now. Inside the plane, the air hostess started distributing dinner and afterwards smoothies. I, for one, got two. The smoothies were smooth brand yogurt smoothie, guava and chili flavor. I have never tried before, but nevertheless, it was smashing. Quite a good choice and highly recommended. First, when the smoothie is in your mouth, it tastes like guava, and when it reaches the back of your tongue, it is very spicy. I am going to Pune to meet my grandparents and it was super fun over there. There was a lot of food including sweets, ice cream, meat, mangoes and strawberry milkshake and cake. My grandfather made strawberry milkshake for me. Do you know how to make the milkshake? You must add strawberry crush to milk in a mixer and grind it for a minute and pour it in a glass or mug. Then we went to a farmhouse for a day and plucked raw mangoes. There was a hammock in the tree and my grandfather even taught me how to climb them, swinging on the hammock going back and forth, surrounded by the mango trees. It was the perfect kind of an evening. We also went to a restaurant for dinner. And there was food galore. Guess what we ate? We ate fish and hot potatoes, spring rolls, carrot soup with bread and butter, hakka noodles and both. And for dessert, we had carrot halwa, rabdi and pastry. It was so much fun there. Cause at Pune, I climbed windows and jumped down and did the same thing over and over again in a monotonous incident. Ate ice cream and made a makeshift horse by putting two heavy long pillows on top of each other on the arm of a sofa. And that was the horse. And as for the saddle, I put a bendy pillow on its back and sat on the pillow. I even named my horse and the name was Legend. I was rode Legend by rocking the arm of the sofa back and forth. I really enjoyed my stay in Pune. And by the way, the restaurant that I ate in was in fact a hotel called the Blue Diamond. So, if you ever visit Pune, be sure to stay over there and do not miss their food. Now, this episode is coming to an end. So I hope you enjoyed it. So goodbye for now and see you in the next episode.